It wouldn't just toss people off into the ball field.
It wouldn't just end up at a wall of trees and a fence. It would end up at a private street that looks like a street and acts like a street in many other ways.
I mean, my only point of emphasis is that this discussion has primarily been with St. Luke, and I think the next logical step is to talk to St. John Fisher, and I would be a little reluctant to, you know, not have that fair conversation with them.
Sure it is, and we've got to both respect the, in my opinion, we've got to respect the quality of the negotiation that has proceeded so far and assume that similar negotiations are going to occur at some time in the future, timing to be controlled by others. But our job is to systematically set the stage for a real street grid in places that don't have one. And that's what you're doing, of course. But I wanted to make clear in my own mind, that's why I've asked these questions, that that sidewalk, if it were built now, wouldn't end up at a somebody's backyard fence. It would end up at a driveway that acts for pedestrian purposes like a neighborhood street today. I suspect St. John Fisher doesn't chase neighborhood residents off the driveway when they walk down it, right?
And my only point that I would add is I think that negotiation with St. John Fisher becomes much easier when we have a real project and we're already there.
I'm tracking now.
Okay. Are we, have we had all the public testimony?
We have not necessarily had all the public testimony.
There was one person I called who didn't come, Oscar Villar.
Mr. Villar, are you here? Okay. Apparently not. So apparently we have had all
I was going to add one more point, if it's possible.
Please, yes.
I think it's important when considering the overall development of that area to remember that St. John's Fisher's development plans are not in front of us, and that that is all our zoned property, including the ball fields, so there could be significant future residential development, and you would be looking then at that point at dedication on their side of the property line and potentially at some point a future street.
Right.
So there, you know, the city retains its ability to get the necessary and appropriate infrastructure into those places at such time development occurs.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
So, Mayor, I'd like to move an amendment to 959. Condition therefore, the council directs on page 3 of 4 under condition C2. That's the requirement that the petitioner will dedicate a 15-foot wide strip of public right-of-way along the southerlymost portion of their property west of 46th Avenue to be improved as a sidewalk or recreational trail at such time in the future that a through pedestrian connection to Southwest 49th is established. Change that period to a comma and then add or as a condition of approval of a conditional use review approval for St. Luke's Church, whichever comes first.
Before we take that up, I have a question.
You second it for a person of discussion?
For a person of discussion, I second it.
Thank you.
I have a question for the sponsor. When that question was posed to representative of the church, they deferred on addressing it. Commissioner Novick is the author of the underlying resolution. I'm just wondering procedurally, is that something we should take up today or we should put into the hopper for consideration with other issues and come back?
We're not taking final action today, but we can certainly put an amendment on the table.
I'd like to put the amendment on the table and to vote on it because, to me, it is an appropriate condition of approval of this street vacation and the amendments to the resolution.
I guess what I'm saying is,
Mr. Novick's staff was present.
If we're amending the resolution, until I hear from PBOT and Commissioner Novick, I don't know how I can vote to amend the resolution without hearing the sponsor's view of it.
Well, that's a function of the sponsor having put it on the agenda for a date that he was gone.
Well, we can blame him for his marriage, but I would say that... I'm just saying in terms of...
We can always amend it again.
Can I just say this? If you weren't present and it was an issue in your portfolio, I would not adopt to amend something without asking you how it would impact your view of the package and the propriety of... I'm agnostic. I shouldn't say that in front of the pastor. I am agnostic on the underlying issue, but I'm just wondering if we amend it and then come back, is that appropriate, or could we amend it at a future council and then simply adopt it?
No, because it would pass to second reading unamended.
Why? It's a resolution. Yeah, oh, excuse me. You're talking about the ordinance.
About the ordinance.
About the ordinance.
By the way, I'm speaking out loud because I don't know what the good practice is here, and we have Commissioner Novick's staff here if they want
Chris,
to comment.
Chris, would you like to opine about how your office would like to have this addressed?
I guess the question is, do you have an official position on the amendment? Because I would like to hear what it is.
Perhaps I could argue my case first before while people and staff are discussing it. I was one of the primary authors of the original compromise back in 2012 to get to the street vacation. In looking at the first couple of slides comparing what was approved back then and what is now being asked, there is significantly more street vacation being done. It seems to me that requiring the pedestrian trail to be built rather than promised would be an appropriate way to address Mr. Bach's concerns, and as well as keeping true to the spirit of the original approval.
So before you answer, so you, the state, maybe what's obvious, but just in case, there's interest in the council, and I share Commissioner Fritz's interest in trying to get, make sure that this incremental progress happens sooner rather than later at the time of development approval, rather than someday soon when we get everybody in the neighborhood to align. So given that interest on the council, how would you recommend, and do you think Commissioner Novick's likely to share that interest, and or are we in a dispute about this, or is this something that we can take up in an orderly way when we get back to this in 2 weeks?
Mayor, to that point, I'm going out on a little bit of a limb here, but I know I got a lot of trains backed up behind me here, but what I would suggest is two things. Why don't we approve the LID resolution today? And then secondly, we were going to bring back the street vacation amendment on October 22nd for a second reading.
Right.
We have to come back anyway for an LID formation hearing on October 15th. My friendly suggestion would be, why don't we just continue the street vacation amendment rather than pass it to a second reading and just bring it back on October 15th?
Right.
We still
continue
have a
ordinance.
Week for a delay.
Right, right.
Because I'd really like, I mean, this I'd kind of like to vet this with St. Luke and staff.
Fair
and
enough.
Kind of think through this.
Fair enough. Is that okay, Amanda, if we adopt the resolution today but carry over the 959, the ordinance?
With the amendment.
Until the 15th. The amendment's on the table. We've got it in front of staff for further review. They know we're interested in doing this.
Wouldn't the LID involve, you know, that's a transportation connection. It would need to be built into the costs of the LID.
The resolution declares intent and describes the boundaries. It doesn't necessarily contain all the details, right?
Well, the ordinance, the LID ordinance will have more details.
Right.
Well, it's,
again, my friendly suggestion is if we could just sit down and hammer something out, I'm pretty confident we could come up with something to the council's satisfaction.
And I'm likely to join my colleagues in supporting that on the 15th. I raise it as a procedural question, and I would prefer to hear from Commissioner Novick. Have you report back on the 15th, and then we can adopt it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should set them both over, because the LID says in the be it resolved, it specifies exactly what's in the LID. That does not include paving that pedestrian connection.
But you get a second bite at the apple on October 15th. Remember, we're trying to get all this done by November, because that's the deadline the church is working
up against.
But
so if we wait on the resolution, does that hurt anything?
Yes.
Okay. So you would prefer...
And keep in mind, when we come back on October 15th, council is under no obligation to approve the LID.
All right. Well,
so what happens on October...
We come back with an ordinance on October 15th.
For the LID?
Yes.
Right.
So you're voting for the resolution today is not final approval in any way, shape, or form for the LID. I'm sorry to make that more clear.
Furthermore, I think she's protected the record by saying that this is...
Absolutely.
...potentially a condition of her approval. Right. So I think we've accomplished the goal, and I appreciate the sponsor's approach to this issue.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Did you have anything you wanted to comment, Chris?
I don't. I'll just consult with staff, and we can consult with I'll call Steve right now and ask.
Don't do that.
No, I'm kidding.
Chris, this is, I think, the first time you've appeared for us.
And last.
This, and since you are under oath, I do have some unrelated questions. I do have some unrelated questions about the street fee, Mayor. Could we have a little latitude?
You're out of order.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Lance Lindahl, PBOT right away. There was a couple points of clarification. I was conferencing with senior staff. We just wanted to make clear that this amended street vacation ordinance actually decreases the size of the vacation area. It doesn't show up clearly in the map, but that intersection of California and Southwest 46 was planned for vacation, and that's now being taken out.
Oh, thank you. That helps.
So that's item number one. Item number two is conferencing with staff. There was some concern about the conditional use requirement being put into the vacation, and they need to have the vacation done in order to move forward with the conditional use permit. So we certainly want to work with Commissioner Fritz in her office to get the language that will make her comfortable.
Well, it's merely amending your condition, which said when that has to happen, and I'm just adding a little bit more to say when it has to happen.
Okay, yeah. We'll continue the conversation and make sure we have the language that works. But, yeah, we just need to make sure that we're not, putting the cart before the horse here and requiring something that would derail the street vacation.
Got it. Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion? Then let's take a roll call on the resolution, item 958.
Sorry. Fritz.
Thank you. I appreciate everybody's participation in getting this right. Aye.
Fish.
This has been an excellent discussion, and I appreciate the time and care that it's received. And between now and the next meeting, I'm going to get the mayor the bigger iPhone, because apparently the screen is about 50% bigger, and you can turn it on a side. And I think and also we'll replace Google Maps with something that's apparently more reliable. Aye.
Hales.
I bring down my iPad and show you that I actually am more current than I appear to be. Good process, good project, and look forward to the next discussion. Aye. And then we will continue item 959 to October 15th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. Okay.